Experts say that being yourself and risking people not liking you is better than experiencing the stress and tension that results from bending over backwards to please others. This is Cherie, your host for Life of a People Pleaser podcast. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me for Life of a People Pleaser podcast. Today I'm joined by
Cooper Cochran.
Cooper Cochran. And Cooper, who are you to me?
Your son.
My son. And so this is who is my little hero, Cooper the Trooper. Cooper, are you down to be on Mom's podcast?
Yes.
What do you think about Mom starting a podcast?
It's good. It's great.
It's great. Do you think I'll do good at it?
Yes.
Do you like my radio voice?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so I just wanted a chance to interview you because I did an episode regarding your cancer journey. How much of that do you remember?
40%.
40%? Okay, so with 40% of that, you were really young. You were 2 years old, and you were going to the hospital and doctors a lot. Can you tell me one of the things you remember the most about that?
They put these sticker things on me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, after I passed it, I remember giving capes out.
Yeah, so you started your own legacy where you gave capes out to other kids that were sick. And it was called Cooper's Cape Cause. And the governor gave you an award, and you were on the news. And you were the Leukemia Society Boy of the Year in 2012. Mm-hmm. But if you look at your body right now, you have scars everywhere, right? Like, you have scars on your neck and on your chest and on your back. And those are scars from your treatment. Yeah. Mm. What do you think is the biggest challenge of being a kid that survived cancer? I was saying in the episode that you have some brain damage now and that you have short-term memory loss issues. Do you think that's a challenge?
Yeah.
And where is it a challenge for you at?
Because half of the time I forget stuff.
Yeah. And do you feel, you get headaches a lot?
Mm-hmm.
And you have seizures?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel, that you were robbed of your childhood because of this illness?
Mm-hmm.
And how so?
It's because I couldn't, play with other kids at our daycare. I couldn't experience what other kids felt like.
Yeah. Are you okay, honey?
Yeah.
Just talking about it make you sad? Do you feel left out? So you couldn't play with other kids at daycares because you couldn't. Your immune system was compromised. Mm. So you couldn't risk getting sick from someone else because it could kill you, basically. Mm. When you have cancer and you go through treatment, it burns all the good cells in your body. Kills off all the good cells. So you couldn't be around other people, really, right? But now you're 12, so you are just not around people because of something called COVID, not because of the cancer. Different C word, right?
Because I know someone ate a bat, and that was a weird reason. They ate a bat. Why?
Because someone ate a bat, and that's where we're at. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So now that you're 12, you're about to enter junior high school next year. Are you looking forward to that?
Kind of and kind of not.
Why not?
First off, it's probably going to be hard in school because everyone has to stay 6 feet, so they probably have to destroy half the lockers and move them 6 feet away.
They probably aren't going to have you guys use lockers. You probably have to carry everything on you so you don't have to use a locker.
Oh, no.
With a backpack. And then, yes, by next year, we won't really know what the 6 feet rule is, right? It could be 3 feet or no feet anymore. But, okay, so you're about to be, huh?
Works for me.
Works for you? You don't like people?
No.
Remember when you told me you were always going to be a lone wolf? You still about to be a lone wolf?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you feel about girls? Do you like girls?
No.
Why not?
No.
Girls are icky still?
Yes.
Okay. What is something in your life that makes you happy?
You.
Why do I make you happy?
You laugh and you're my best friend.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that you kiss me on my forehead every night before you go to bed. I love that every day when I get ready for the day, you always say what to me?
You're beautiful.
And you hate it when I wear
makeup.
Because you think I'm naturally pretty, but I don't think so. But yeah, it's super cute. You're such a mama's boy without being a mama's boy, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've been on this journey together for 12 years because you're 12.
Yes.
And what do I always say to people about Cooper? Cooper did what for me?
Me a hero?
You are a hero, but I always say you saved me for myself, right? Like I was going through a lot in life and God just dropped this beautiful human being in my lap and said, take care of him. He is yours. Yeah. So you have siblings.
That are named Justine.
And?
Rosen,
and who's your favorite sibling?
You.
I'm not your sibling. I'm your parent.
Kind of a bit of Rosen and Justine.
Equally. And you also are what now? You just became a...
Uncle.
2 years ago. And what's that relationship like?
It's pretty good. The only thing you have to do with an uncle is let her bite you, play with you, let her steal your necklace.
She likes to roughhouse with you because she's two now, right?
Yeah, but we now know a way to distract her.
So if she wasn't here every single day, if they weren't living with us temporarily, would you miss her?
Yes.
Because she's kind of gotten used to us, huh? Waking up in the morning and here's grandma and uncle in the same house with her? Yeah, me too. I think so, too. So, I know that you always wanted mommy to be happy. Right?
Yes.
What does mommy being happy look like to you?
You laughing, smiling.
What if I wanted the same for Cooper? Is Cooper happy right now?
Yes.
And what makes Cooper happy?
Video games and you.
Video games in that you're only allowed to play Minecraft. And yes. Roblox, because of what happens when you play any other video games.
First off, I don't play Roblox.
Oh, you don't play Roblox anymore?
No.
Oh, just Minecraft?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens if I was to get you a game system and you played other video games? It's not healthy for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you,
But, there's two systems you can get Minecraft on.
What's that?
I think Xbox 360 and another one.
So you would want me to get you a very expensive system for one game that you could play?
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Well, maybe we can get some, like, fit games on there so we can work out, too. And exercise. No?
No.
You know what I know that you love the most?
What?
Cheese roll-ups.
Yes.
Why is that your favorite food?
Actually, it's not my favorite food. It's the only thing I can make here because I really want my actual favorite food, but I can't have it.
Which is what?
Wontons.
Yeah, you can't eat wontons anymore, kid. You gotta be eating healthy. You can't be eating deep fried foods. What is your favorite superhero? Who's your favorite superhero?
It used to be Batman. Yeah. And then it was Superman.
Well, we can't have a bunch of dead air, so you better find an answer.
Guess Cyborg?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you showed him to me in that movie that we watched recently, that was a pretty cool character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recently, your grandmother passed away.
Yes.
Grandma. Mm-hmm. Grandma Mary.
Grandma Mary.
Tell us about your relationship with Grandma Mary.
Every time I used to hug her, give her a kiss on the forehead. She would always listen to me. Sometimes she'll think Brindley is me.
Yeah, she was confused a little bit at the end there. Yeah. But she did always look for you. She always hugged you and she always asked about your doctor's appointments. So she made you feel important, huh? Mm-hmm. And this morning you came to me and said you had a dream last night.
Mm-hmm.
about Grandma Mary. And sometimes you feel like she's in our house, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we do just live right across the street from the cemetery, so maybe she comes to visit from time to time.
Yeah.
But what would help you to get through this grieving process of missing Grandma? Because you do realize we all pass away one day, right?
Right.
And so, I know you're in counseling and stuff like that, but what will help you to get through this grieving process with Grandma?
Probably visiting her house more and,
go visit her across the street some more?
Yeah.
We can do that. We can do that once a week if you want to.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have some aunts and uncles, right?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? Nobody's going to listen.
Probably because I feel like Uncle's going to break down our door if we don't say his favorite from Uncle Chris.
You know how Uncle Chris is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. So is Uncle Clay, Aunt Leslie, Aunt Melissa, right?
Yeah.
All of them, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Everybody. And you have cousins as well and grandparents as well.
Yeah.
And you've been able to see your dad more. How's that been?
Good.
Good? What if you had a day to spend with Daddy, what would you do?
Probably talk with him, probably watch a movie with him.
Yeah.
Give
me one fun fact you want to teach him that you just learned recently.
That there's a bug that's probably able to go in your skin and make holes in your skin now. And the female one lays eggs in your skin to make little worms that eat your skin.
Okay, so when you discover new facts, are you learning them at school or are you perusing Google and then you start to do your research?
Start to do more research.
And what is your favorite subject? I know your favorite animal to talk about is?
Sharks.
Sharks. So do you think you want to be a marine biologist when you get older?
Not going in the water, but sure.
So you want to study and learn about them in a lab, but you don't want to get in the ocean with them.
You know what happens in every Jaws movie?
That's not real. I mean, it's not that it's not real that sharks don't eat people, but that's so rare. You have a better chance of dying from childhood cancer than you do by getting eaten by a shark.
No, you have more chance of dying from a single mosquito bite.
Really? Mosquitoes?
Yes.
What kind of germs they carry?
They got a lot of germs.
Yeah.
And also, snails can kill you, too.
Snails can kill you, yet people eat them? It's called escargot.
That's 30 people dead in French.
In France?
Yeah, because they carry diseases.
Snails do?
Yes.
I think there's this new trend, Cooper, called snail facials, where they actually take the slime from the snail and put it on your skin to make you younger. Weird, huh? If something happened to Mommy today, who would you want to go live with?
Probably Justine, because we already know what's going to happen.
What's that?
I always have to take care of her.
So you feel like you needed to be with your sister so that you can help her when she needs it?
Yeah.
Not her take care of you because I won't be around.
Yeah.
Okay, if you had a second choice to go live with somebody, who would you live with?
I guess Aunt Melissa.
Yeah, that'd be fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a boy in that house, so, you know, that would be interesting.
I would probably be Russell, like, less time.
With Simon and Oliver?
No, not Simon and Oliver, the kid.
Oh, that kid, your cousin?
Yes, that threw me on the box about 5 times.
Her name is McKinley.
McKinley's
coming for you.
Run.
Yeah, so,
a lot of things I missed about my old bedroom. First, I had a Switch with Mario on it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a big old mattress with just cover blankets on it.
Yeah.
And 2 pillows.
Yeah.
And
first of all, you need a bedroom, period, right?
Yes.
But so you know, and you know, oftentimes you have to be near me in case you have a medical emergency. Right? I have this rescue medicine that I'm supposed to give you if you have a seizure.
Yeah.
Right now as you're talking, I see your mustache. So you're 12 with a mustache.
That's so not a mustache.
Do you know what time it is?
That's not a mustache.
What is it? It's an after shadow. What do they call that? 5 o'clock shadow?
No.
What's that?
That's Jeff.
You Jeffrey. Named it? Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Listen, you know what time it is?
What?
It's time to ask Daddy to teach you how to shave. Do you want to start shaving?
No, that's probably going to hurt.
What? It does not hurt.
Have you seen every Home Alone movie?
Yeah, that was just being funny. It won't hurt you. You know Elias, your best friend upstairs, already shaves.
Okay, it says one every time I...
Do you want me to get Elias to teach you? Elias or Daddy?
The one that now has a deep
voice. You know why he has a deep voice?
Why?
He went through puberty. Do you know what's about to happen to you? Mister, I have a mustache now. You're about to go through what? Puberty. And then you're going to start finding girls attractive. And then you're going to start getting girl crazy. And then you're going to have a girlfriend. And then you already told me when you get older that you're going to let me come live with you so you can take care of me. Mm. You and your wife and kids.
I didn't say that part, though. Nope.
No wife and kids?
Nope. I'm speeding through school and I'm leaving early.
You're speeding through school?
Yeah, I'm leaving early.
You girls aren't a bad thing. It's part of, you know, life cycle.
You don't know, they could be a spy.
Girls? So am I a spy then?
No.
Okay. Welcome, Mr. Cooper. It's been fun talking to you. This is the shortest podcast episode I've recorded. Thank you for asking me to be a part of my podcast. Is there anything else you want the listening audience to hear? Since you wanted to be on my podcast.
I want to talk about my cancer and if you're happy with my dad or not.
Yeah, you want to know about that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the cancer first, okay?
Okay.
So, what do you want to talk about with the cancer?
I had cancer and couldn't play with our kids. Couldn't stay next to people because if I went to people, I'd probably die because the cancer deleted all my,
Good cells. Yeah. So I know earlier when you talked about it, you kind of looked a little sad in your face about that. That is that your memory of having cancer is the fact that you had to be isolated?
Yeah.
And how was it going to school while having cancer? Were the other kids nice to you? Were they curious? Did they have questions? Because you had no hair or anything, huh?
Every school except for one school.
And which was that?
No, not one school.
You mean one grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was when Brayden was there, he was, I guess he was like kind of mean and acting weird.
To you because you had cancer, or you just didn't know how to deal with that.
To me and
to the teacher.
To the teacher and stuff. I guess his grandma's the, used to be the cross lady.
Yeah.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, he's very mean.
Maybe he has stuff going on at home, huh?
Yeah, but he only says he, moves with his grandma.
Okay, but let's break that down for a minute, okay? Maybe this kid is living with his grandma because his mom and dad can't be parents. If they can't be parents, maybe he's acting out because he feels abandoned by his parents. So sometimes when other kids are being mean or bullies, a lot of times it's because they have things going on at home that nobody understands or knows about. And you kind of have to try to understand what must be happening. Because I don't think they want to behave that way, right? He loves his grandma. His grandma stepped up to the plate to take care of him. But maybe he's hurting on the inside because his family's not there. And you have to think about that, right?
Right.
Same way I would want somebody to not tease you at school next year for your medical condition. I would want somebody to be compassionate and understanding, right?
Right.
So the core of Cooper, I know, is what? A caring person. You got to take that caring and teach other people how to be just as caring as you are. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you probably didn't mean it. Right? Mm-hmm. If you look back in reflection now, it's like, man, I really don't know what he had going on in his life, huh? Mm-hmm. True?
True.
Okay. And what is the other subject matter you wanted to talk about?
If you were happy with Dad.
I love your dad. Your dad's a good guy. Do you love your dad?
Yes.
Yeah, so, when you were first born, right, I didn't really know who your dad was. So I was at a stage in my life where I was being irresponsible. Do you know what that word means? I was being irresponsible. I was talking to a lot of people at the same time, okay? Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden I found out I was pregnant with Cooper, and I had to figure out who your dad was. So remember when you were 7 years old, mm-hmm. and you came to me and you said, "There's dad's picking up kids at school. I want to know my dad." Mm-hmm. And we had to go do a blood test, remember? Mm-hmm. And we found out dad is your dad, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we had to do that with a couple other people as well because mom wasn't sure who your dad was because I had made bad decisions. But when we found out dad was your dad, ever since then, we've been able to like really kind of piece together who you are, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think you look like daddy?
No.
You do? Where do you think like you look like him at? I think you guys have the same type of nose and mouth, but you definitely have the same body structure. Where do you think you and Daddy look like?
I think they got the legs from you.
You got girl legs, you always say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got the flat feet from him.
You did?
I got the nonstop voice probably from him. Don't tell him that.
The what? The what?
The non-talking voice.
Oh, he doesn't talk too much, huh? Yeah. Yeah. I know, I remember you were never upset that he wasn't really around in the beginning. You just kind of accepted when he did come around, huh? And now you're just happy he's here.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for you, so you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I asked earlier, what is the one thing that you would want to do with Daddy? You would want to talk to him and watch a movie and hang out. Yeah, like on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And then also, he's always somebody you can go to if you can't tell me something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in that regard, we both love your daddy. Yeah. We both care about him.
And also, he taught me a cool fact.
What's the cool fact he taught you?
Is that boys have a different temperature than girls.
Temperature, like body temperature?
Like, so if you say it's cold,
uh-huh.
Like hot, and it's still cold for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I have a different temperature.
Yeah, girls run a little warmer.
And I'm very cold. I like the cold.
What else has Daddy taught you?
He
played baseball with you before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty good at that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you guys can do that again, no?
Yeah, but we had like plastic
wiffle ball and bat, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want you to know you're loved, that's all.
Yeah.
Do you think you know that? You know how I used to always ask you, Cooper, do you know mommy loves you? And you would say, yeah. This was like when you were little. I would say, like, how do you know I love you?
And then you show me it?
Yeah. How does a parent show you love?
By hugging you, telling you, kisses on your head.
Yeah, encouraging you, supporting you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Being there for you, teaching you to be brave, right? Being a good listener. How often do you get in trouble?
That's like a 10, 16, 19.
Wait,
probably
from
20-ish.
No, not you don't get in trouble a lot from my perspective, but how often do you feel like you get in trouble?
20-ish.
20 out of what?
20 out of 100.
So that's hardly at all you get in trouble. And what is the biggest things that you're getting in trouble for?
Toilet mess. Didn't scrub the toilet. Garbages. Vacuuming.
So not being responsible enough to do your chores, right?
Right.
Well, and what is the worst consequence you ever had? What happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do?
It's not my worst. I have been
grounded.
Grounded, but I have
devices taken.
I have seen worse from you.
You've seen worse from me?
Yeah. Friends, phone, computer wasn't back then, and phone.
Mm-hmm.
Tablet,
TV, gone, dunzo, no mas.
And it was actually pretty good.
You know? Like that?
Because I had 2 weeks of sleeping like a grizzly bear.
So you took your punishment and decided this is the time I'm going to make up my last sleep since I'm a night owl.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see, since it seems to be something you enjoy.
I'm not going to do it all the time.
Nah, you're getting older. We can't discipline you the same way. Can't discipline you the same way. But it would be nice if you remembered your chores at least from day to day without me having to say something. Yeah. All right. It's time to wrap up this episode one more time.
Yes, and the final time.
Thank you for joining me on my podcast, Coop.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you too. See ya, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Find new episodes here each week. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow, and share. And remember, take care of you before anyone else. All love.
Love.
Thank you for tuning in. What a great episode.